Okay. I actually recorded one of these not too long ago and decided to scrap it because I was like, oh my God, you're overreacting. But then I've gotten about a dozen messages that are just unnecessary. I don't want to see your face. I don't want to see any part of your body. I'm not your mommy. I don't need to know that you would cheat on your fiance with me. First of all, I would never consent to that. That's trash behavior. And the list goes on and on for the past couple of weeks. And I don't know why it's happening now when I've gone so long. But, you know, I mean, everyone gets the occasional weird message and, you know, eventually they die down. And I know that there are people that I care about that have gotten worse messages. But please stop. I don't know how many reminders you need, but it's not nice. And people have left this hobby for less. And I don't know what's going through your mind. And maybe you haven't gotten to the post-nut clarity yet. But come on, dude, don't make it weird. I do this hobby because I love it, and I love exploring, and I love meeting new creators. I love connecting with amazing writers, and I have never closed chats or closed messages because those very few connections are so critical to me, and I don't want to close my door to those sorts of things. So, if you would please, be kind. And if you want to figure out a way to show the creator that you have enjoyed their content, you know, that you appreciate what they do, you can upvote, you can comment, you can follow. All of those things are free. You know, there are other monetary ways that you can support them, but with all of that, you are not entitled to invade a creator's personal space or cross boundaries. Next time, keep it in drafts. Thank you very much.